Harvey, first a hurricane, now a tropical storm, has dumped an almost unimaginable 49 inches plus of rain in southeast of Houston since Friday. And in the forecast, possibly more on the way for the region and in parts of southwestern Louisiana. Greg Carbon is chief of the National Weather Service's Forecast Operations Branch, and he joins us. Greg, welcome.
Thank you.
So this has been a real test of meteorologists and weather science everywhere. I mean, what has Harvey's path been in the last 24 hours? Do we know where it's headed?
The center of Harvey, the deepest low pressure at the surface, is out over the Gulf of Mexico, just to the southeast of Houston, moving slowly to the north-northeast, probably make landfall very close to the Texas-Louisiana border during tomorrow afternoon or evening.
What does that mean for rainfall?
Now that the center is actually starting to move and hopefully will begin to pick up a little bit of forward speed with time, that entire rain shield and the rain bands associated with Harvey will begin to transition to the north and east out of the Houston area. Houston is right now, as we speak, right on the western edge of the heavier rain bands, and hopefully by late today we'll see most of that rain move out of the Houston area. Unfortunately, there's still much more rain to come up across Beaumont, Port Arthur, Texas, Lake Charles, even to New Orleans. That's still going to be a problem as the rainfall moves across those areas through tonight and tomorrow.
Okay, so Houston may catch a little bit of a break, but there's still concerning weather on the way for other locations. Remind us, why is it that Harvey seemed to remain virtually stationary and dumped all that rain on the Houston area for so long? That seems rather unusual for a hurricane.
Yeah, tropical cyclones, you know, usually picked up by the westerlies and the jet stream winds that are predominant across the continental United States, especially as you go north this time of year, usually reside around the Canadian border in the summer months. And Harvey basically came in to Texas and really had nowhere else to go. It was not going to be steered by any other winds at the moment. It just stalled. And while not necessarily unusual in the deep summer, this one just stuck around a little bit longer than you wanted to. And the fact you had the Gulf of Mexico there, tremendously warm, moist air being fed into Texas ahead of the system. When that system stalled, there was no end in the fuel to sustain these heavy rainstorms.
Do you mind if I ask, how long have you been in the forecasting business?
I've been almost 30 years as a meteorologist in operations.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
No. Quite simply, what we are looking at is perhaps a new rainfall record of 50 inches from a tropical cyclone, and we began messaging that over the weekend with astonishment, really, really concerned that are we hyping this more than we need to, but we decided around Saturday that we would go up to 50 inches of rainfall, which has never been observed in the state of Texas and possibly even in the continental United States. Hawaii has a rainfall record in excess of 50 inches from a tropical cyclone, but this is highly unusual. We're in unprecedented territory with respect to the rainfall.
Wow. Well, Greg Carbon is the chief of the National Weather Service's Forecast Operations Branch. Greg, thank you so very much.
Thank you.